It's time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. You can find all of Ruth's works, of course, Republican American newspaper, home delivery or pick up at newsstands or rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Good to hear you this morning.
It's we came through Father's Day, and one of the most stunning pictures that somebody posted on Facebook, somebody is Ed Kirby. And he posted a picture of both him and his dad, a picture of their backs looking out, and they were both wearing baseball uniforms with the number 15. It was just great. So anyway, we made it through Father's Day.
Well, your tribute to your kids was lovely too. Very nice.
You know, and you know what? I'm getting good in my old age. I can FaceTime now, so I can I can contact them and everything. So.
Great. First off, before we do anything, we have to talk about the detour in Canaan that started today. Just to warn motorists, there is the detour going around McDonald's because of the track work. So for the next 3 days, expect to sit in traffic and go around North Elm and Granite Avenue. So just a heads up on that one. Busy week, obviously. Graduation, the high school was lovely. The weather turned out well. It was beautiful. 67 kids actually walked the aisle, and it was under the tent at the high school, and it was great to be back in person.
You know, it's interesting. I think there was 179 in my class.
Yeah, isn't it incredible?
Yeah.
And, of course, all the elementary schools as well had their services. Everything was outside, and I understand it all went well, so that was great. We're dealing with lawsuits these days, no surprise. It appears that the Salisbury Housing Trust and the Planning and Zoning Commission are being sued because of the Holly Place. We'll be following that up. Also, there's a lawyer has been hired in Cornwall because of the home business rules that planning and zoning approved. So, again, we'll be following that and see how those cases are resolved or not.
Sad thing about those cases is when they're not brought necessarily to win, but they know that the expense and the length and the time will probably likely put an end to the project. That's the sad thing about it. And you know, you've got lawyers going against volunteers who work for it's you know, I know it's allowable and stuff, but every once in a while it just, you know, it gets to you a little bit.
That's a great point. You know, you have expensive lawyers going after volunteers who, you know, then again have to hire their own and spend the money, and it's unfortunate. Zoning is getting a lot of headlines these days. In Cornwall, they have come up with a comment period policy. They had a long discussion and finally decided no public comment at meetings, at least now, until they'll take a look at it again when they go in person. But during Zoom, no public comment, except, of course, for public hearings. And that brought out some concern as well. And we have the Wild and Scenic River, as again, as you know, the Housatonic River Commission is seeking designation as a Wild and Scenic River. And they had been working to get approval through the state, and the commissioners have now decided they have a better pathway by going through the federal government. So they're going around, members are going around to each town asking the Board of Selectmen for support to change from state to federal support. And so far, Sharon, Salisbury, and Cornwall have given, the selectmen have given them the okay. So we'll be hearing more about that as well. Looking ahead, Marshall, we have...
Well, the Salisbury Board of Education is tonight at 5:30.
Right, and we have Sharon Board of Selectmen tomorrow.
Yep.
And then on Wednesday, there is a speeding meeting in Sharon. They're going to talk about how to this has all come up because of the request for speed bumps on Hilltop Road. So the selectmen have an expert from UConn coming. It's going to be at 3 o'clock at the pavilion. I think it's also going to be Zoomed, but people who want to hear about ways to perhaps contain some speeding and traffic can come at 3 o'clock down at Veterans Field. So just lots going on. The Cornwall has appointed a COVID relief panel. You know, they're all getting money. The towns are all getting money, and they're looking at ways to spend it. Well, Cornwall wants to have input through a committee, so they'll be meeting soon, too, to talk about it. And
there's a meeting of the APC committee in the middle of the week, but it's more of a committee meeting, not necessarily a full-range meeting on dealing with the width and breadth of topics and stuff like that.
Right. Also, there's a group that's now focused on COG, started in Cornwall. It's called Eye on COG, and they want to sort of scrutinize what COG is doing, thinking that, we have talked about the concerns that the COG is, the money that COG gets for helping towns out. And so in response, many of the selectmen have said, given their support, and talk about how important COG, I should say, the Northwest Hills Council of Governments, has given them. And it's our conduit to Hartford for most towns, because these selectmen don't have time to go to Hartford all the time. So they have this group that keeps them apprised of things going on at the Capitol. So that we'll be following as well to see if it gets any traction.
All right. Well, I want you to stay cool this week here, Ruth.
Going to be a little hot. Yeah.
But it's summertime.
It is summertime. We're not complaining about ice and snow.
No. All right, Ruth. I'll speak to you next week.
Have a good week.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web.